Today, we conclude our August sermon series, At the Movies. This past month, we have explored how we find some of the greatest story, the story of Jesus, his life, his teachings, and all that Jesus shows and shares with us in every good story. The good stories we find on the silver screen, at the movies. These past weeks, we have explored relationships in The Parent Trap, dreams in October Sky, gifts in Disney's Encanto. Today, we conclude our series as we explore the lessons that time teaches us, as we examine the live-action movie from the year 2000, Disney's The Kid. Hello, I'm Pastor Jess Horsley, one of the associate pastors here at Plattwoods Church. I am glad that you are worshiping here with us today. This movie, Disney's The Kid, is set in the year 2000. Our movie stars Bruce Willis as image consultant Russ Duritz. Arrogant and overbearing, Russ commands obedience and respect, attention from the most powerful of people as he works to fix public perceptions of famous politicians, athletes, and celebrities caught doing the wrong thing. Russ's life and his life plan is fairly simple. Work. He is always busy working. Now, in Scripture, the wisdom books, Proverbs, Job, and Ecclesiastes, provide us some insight into what our life plan might be like. Consider these words from Proverbs chapter 16, verses 1 through 9. These words that Jesus would have heard himself, would have read and made a part of his own ministry and his own life. Mortals make elaborate plans, but God has the last word. Humans are satisfied with whatever looks good, but God probes for what is good. Put God in charge of your work, then what you have planned will take place. God made everything with a place and a purpose. Even the wicked are included, but for judgment. God can't stomach arrogance or pretense. Believe me, God will put those braggarts in their place. Guilt is banished through love and truth, and reverence for God deflects evil. When God approves of your life, even your enemies will end up shaking your hand. It's far better to be right and poor than to be wrong and rich. We plan the way that we want to live, but only God makes us able to live it. This passage provides guidance for all, especially our film's main character, Russ, who's concerned more with perception than truth, with pretense than principle. He's impatient and shallow. His work and lifestyle have left him blunt to the point of disrespecting other people and even himself. He has no time for any type of authentic relationships with anyone. He has no healthy boundaries, and everything and everyone is transactional with Russ. In Russ's rushed life, the only person who seems capable of breaking through his tough veneer is Amy, his videographer, one of his staff, who blatantly challenges him when he's at his most callous. In the days before Russ's 40th birthday, Russ begins to see a red biplane circling the skies overhead, and soon he finds a red biplane toy on his doorstep, a long-lost memento from a childhood that Russ has tried to forget. And soon Russ discovers a young boy inside his posh LA mansion with no idea who this young boy is or why he is there.
Do I know you?
I don't know.
Why do you keep coming back here?
I came back to get my plane. And then I saw the popcorn.
Your plane?
My mom gave it to me for Christmas. How'd you get it?
That is my plane, okay? My dad just dropped it off over here, okay? It was in his attic for a long time. I've had that plane for 30... years.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you who I think you are?
I don't know.
How did I get here?
I don't know.
Holy smokes. How old are you?
40 in a couple days.
That is old.
Lo and behold, this now nearly 40-year-old Russ encounters Rusty, his almost 8-year-old self, somehow teleported across time and space from the year 1968 to the year 2000. Invading Russ's already overscheduled, busy modern life. Akin to the supernatural time travel that we witness in Charles Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol, here in Disney's The Kid, we discover that Russ and Rusty inexplicably are stuck with one another. Now, think about this for a second. Who hasn't imagined encountering their younger self? Have you? Who hasn't thought of what you might show and share your younger self? What life lessons might you teach a younger you? Have you ever considered what questions, what lessons your younger self might have for you? Think back now. Try to remember when you were a child, when you were the kid. What did you imagine your future might be like? What hopes and dreams did you have for when you would grow up? Let's take a look at Russ's.
Shouldn't there be a lady here somewhere?
What do you mean, a lady living here? No, I live alone.
I thought you said you were 40.
I said I was almost 40. So?
So, I'm 40, I'm not married, I don't fly jets, and I don't have a dog? I grow up to be a loser.
If, as a child, you were anything like Rusty, perhaps you had some specific expectations, like not being a 40-year-old, dogless, girlfriendless loser who doesn't fly planes. If you have never considered this awkward scenario before, meeting your younger self, let me invite you to do so today as we consider what time has to teach us. Perhaps the first question we might ask is, how did this happen? Why? What is the point or the purpose? What is the reasoning behind this supernatural encounter? The question may be, what am I, the learned, older, wiser, supposed to teach this immature, inquisitive, innocent kid? This is the question that the older Russ asks as he endures the company of his 8-year-old self, trying to figure out how to get the kid back to 1968. And all the while, all this time, those around the impatient and impolite adult Russ become enamored with and fall for this cute and curious and comical kid, Rusty. It's true. Kids are full of wonder and excitement. They are easily entertained and engaged. They are full of imagination and curiosity and questions. For kids, life is not complex or complicated or confusing, not like it is for Russ, not like it is for many of us as adults. kids live their lives more fully present than we adults. Moment to moment, kids say what's on their mind without thought to whether it's important or appropriate. They ask candid questions. They seek real, honest answers. Kids are not skewed by what they know or what they do not know, but rather each and every experience, every encounter is new, is full of opportunity and possibility. Each moment is full of potential, right or wrong, good or bad. And kids are hopeful. They are hope-filled. Kids find a way to make things happen, to make things work. They don't take no for an answer. At least my kids don't. Kids play to learn, and they learn from play. They invite wonder and marvel into every experience, into their lives, with each passing moment. Do we, as adults, do we miss the pure potential that kids have? Have we forgotten what it was like to exist like this? Jesus knew and understood the importance of what children have to teach us. In the Gospel of Matthew chapter 18, the disciples, Jesus' closest followers, they approach Jesus and they question him. They ask, "Who is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus has a simple answer. Hear these words. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change your ways and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives and welcomes as a child welcomes me."
Why wouldn't your 8-year-old self time travel here to give you a hand? I mean, you're obviously in trouble. He could straighten you out.
You think he's here to straighten me out?
Oh, of course. You didn't think it was the other way around, did you? Maybe he's here for you to teach him some things. But maybe he's here for you to remember some things. Ever thought about that?
Not until just now, no.
In Disney's The Kid, Russ is so focused on what he, as an adult, has to teach the kid that he misses what the kid has to teach him. What is it? What is it about the children that makes them the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Why is it that Jesus says we must become like children to enter the kingdom of heaven? Jesus Jesus remembered something unique about kids. How kids can be rather than do. How kids spend time being rather than doing. And this makes all the difference. See, doing is something that we adults love. When we first meet someone, what's the first question that we typically answer? Or we ask? We say, "Hi, nice to meet you. What is it you do?" We love doing. We love doing. What we're doing and why we're doing and where we're doing and how we're doing. Even when we're not doing well, we love to talk about how we're doing. Right? And doing is all about getting things done. We adults like to get things done. We like to achieve specific goals, accomplishments. Doing forces us to consider the past and the present and the future experiences that we have had and we will have. And then we monitor and we process and we assess all of this information as we continue to consider what we then might do, so that we can do the next thing. And there's nothing inherently wrong with doing, according to mental health experts, doing works great. It works great as a strategy to solve problems and achieve goals in the impersonal external world around us. From buying groceries or going to school and classes to building a house or doing our job, doing works for certain things. It's only when we expect doing to work within our own and others' personal internal worlds, those spaces that are filled with feelings and emotions and relationships and thoughts and beliefs and questions and doubts and faith. It's in this space that doing doesn't fit. Enter being. Being is different than doing, and being is something that children inherently practice better than we adults. Being is about presence. It's something that we adults can observe and learn from kids. It's something that Jesus realized and recognized and remembered himself, something that he wanted all of us to remember as well, because in being, our hearts and our minds have nothing to do and nowhere to go. In being, we simply focus fully on the current experience, here and now, allowing ourselves to be more fully present and aware of what is. Right here, right now, good or bad, right or wrong. In being, we fully feel our emotions. And this is something we know children, kids do well. And in being, nothing is a surprise. As author and spiritual teacher Vince Gallman says, children have long been our teachers of surprises and change. And in their wander of not grasping too tightly and being open to the unknown. So listen to children speak. The conversations they have zigzag in all sorts of wild directions, much like their cartwheeling, spiraling movements and dreams for life, much like how the world is increasingly twisting and turning. Children are not empty vessels waiting to be filled, but vessels full of wisdom, gifts, and love, longing to be expressed. In being, we have no expectations, no need for accomplishments or achievements, but rather there is freedom and freshness as we encounter and experience and unfold each and every new and different way of life. Do you remember what that was like? Do you remember what it was like to be a child, to live this way? When did we stop being like children and start doing like adults? When did we forget what it meant, what it means to be fully present in the moment with one another and with God? And so it is with each of us, and so it is with Russ in Disney's The Kid. In this revelation, Russ recognizes the need to remember. He spends days simply being with his 8-year-old younger self, learning from the kid. This kid who reminds him, who helps him remember lost lessons and missing memories from childhood. And it's only then that Russ is able to understand why the kid came to visit. It's only then that Russ and Rusty discover together that no matter your age, no matter when you are in time, there is always room to learn, always room to grow, always learn to experience life and to be present.
No, you're a pilot!
I'm a pilot!
We grew up to be pilots! We grew up to be pilots! Hey!
Do you-
You hear a dog?
What's his name?
Chester.
Chester? The world's greatest dog! Yes! Right, left,
Did you see our family?
Yeah.
Wild.
We're okay. We're okay. It, life will be okay. And Jesus knows it. Jesus knew it. Scripture says a child shall lead them, a kid. And Jesus knew this. Jesus knows that it is the children, the kids, who will teach us to grow down, to imagine, to question, to play, to receive, to exist, to live, and to simply be. Jesus knows to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be like kids, to simply be present with one another and with God. Might we live this way, and may it be so. Amen.